Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
You've probably heard about red flags, like when you meet somebody and there's a red flag, like something blatantly that they do that's an immediate turnoff.
Yeah, that you don't want to hang out with them. You don't want to spend your time with them.
Now there's also green flags. Mm-hmm. When somebody does something and you immediately know that you like them. A green flag is a good thing, right?
Oh, we're going to be best friends. Look at us. We have aligned interests and thoughts.
But now there's a new term that's being thrown around a lot.
There's a lot of dating app red flags doing the rounds again at the moment, but I wanted to address something that I think is a little bit more prevalent that I have coined: beige flags. Signs you're probably very boring.
I mean, that's kind of, it's kind of like a red flag for somebody who's much more cynical, right? It's just like, I'm not going to waste my time investing anything in this relationship.
Why beige? I guess because beige is considered boring, right?
I don't wear khakis for that very reason.
That's the reason why you don't wear khakis?
Serious.
Yep. Yeah. She explains.
First up is having an opinion on coriander, whether pineapple belongs on pizza, or sauce or chocolate belongs in the fridge or cupboard. It's not important. No one cares.
It's true.
Wait a minute, man. We've based half our careers on this type of stuff. All right, so let's not start throwing darts around here, lady. All right, I was embracing you, and now come on.
All right, hold on. What else? What else is considered a beige flag?
Second is any reference to extremely mainstream sitcoms.
It's true. And I know that you and the guys, the producers, do this a lot. When you reference, like you say movie quotes and you say TV quotes, but it's so annoying and boring. Like get stopped.
Unless you watched it and you loved it. I mean, you do the same thing with Friends and it's been 30 years. Let it go, people.
It's not really true.
Wasn't that good? Yeah. Wasn't that good?
The next one is using puppies to hide your lack of personality.
It's true.
I mean, I just love dogs, but I don't let them speak for me.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And the last one.
Mentioning Excel or spreadsheets.
Oh, gosh. I can't.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, gosh. When Paul starts talking to my husband about the Excel.
He loves them.
He's a finance guy. He's a vice president of finance.
Yeah.
So, like, that's his life is Excel spreadsheets, and it's a whole world I don't understand and I don't actually care about. But when he goes deep diving into the Excel, like, I can't. I absolutely can't.
No, I get it. Yeah, I don't even know how to read them half the time.
No.
So,
so what you think are beige flags for you? That you, if somebody does it, you immediately know. Boring person.
Yeah, listen, I mean, I'm just going to put a couple out here, right? And it doesn't mean that, you know, you're a bad person or anything like that.
It just means you're boring.
Yeah. If you're a bird watcher, if you tell me you're into bird watching, listen, it sounds like a lovely time to spend some of your time. Seriously, it does. I'm sure you're having a lovely day, but when you tell me you're a bird watcher, I'm like, nope. Nope.
It's becoming very trendy again.
Well, whatever.
Very trendy.
That's a group of people that aren't going to have to worry about me coming and showing up and crashing their party.
If you reference people I don't know by their first name as if I'm supposed to know who they are, even though I've never met them in my life, I know you're a boring person. Why do people do this? They're like, oh, I had dinner with Jessica last week. And I'm like, I don't know who Jessica is.
Right.
I've never met Jessica. What are you talking about?
I have no idea what her ideas are about life, her interests or anything like that. If you are in the book club, and we had a book club, but if you are in the book club and the book club is the thing that you are doing that week and it is the biggest thing that you're doing, I'm not here for it. I'm sorry.
Raven and I had a book club.
Oh my gosh.
They made us have it. Like,
yep.
We did not want the book club. Like, we didn't have time to read these novels every week. I get an email it's been at least 5 years.
It's been a long time.
Every week I'll get an email. Is the book club coming back?
Right.
No. It's never coming back.
It's never coming back.
Yeah. If you're super formal in your text messaging, like super formal, like you're writing like a letter to the president of the United States of America, even though I've known you for a while.
Like correct spacing and everything.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I know you're a boring person.
Yeah.
It's a beige flag.
Just count me out.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.